Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 7th edition. We have a big, big 14-game slate on tap. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. NFL is underway as the Eagles beat the Falcons on Thursday Night Football as they got their Lombardi Trophy and crowned and all that good stuff in front of their own people. Hey, when you got Boyz II Men playing, what could possibly go wrong? Congratulations to Zach Mitchell of the SD Slack chat for being one of the, 16, 17, 18 people that took down the $10 showdown. About almost 25 grand in there. Congrats to Zach. Even before that happened, Zach and I have been in talks. He should be helping us with a little bit of NBA action this year. So join us in the Slack chat. Lots going on in there. The NFL was very, very active yesterday for the first game of the season. It was good to see. And I have a feeling that it'll keep going as the season goes on. But you're here for baseball talk. Before we get into that, one more NFL bit of news. If you are playing NFL DFS, after you listen to the two-point conversion NFL DFS podcast with myself and James, week one has dropped. Go check it out. Go to thequantedge.com. It is a phenomenal place of great tools. We get you the info you need. You go to the Quant Edge. They have the lineup optimizer, which is second to none. Elliot crushed it on FanDuel. I saw his post last night. He did very, very well. Elliot Christ, for those that don't know, is the guy that runs thequantedge.com. They have that. They have an injury tool. They have a wide receiver cornerback tool. So much more. And there's more coming down the pipeline. There'll be more sports coming down the pipeline. They have betting. They have DFS. They have it all. And if you use promo code BENCHED when you check out, B-E-N-C-H-E-D, you get $10 off your first month at the Quant Edge. I highly, highly recommend it. Hopefully you guys got in on the year-long package for 10% off. Well, now you get $10 off your first month. Go check it out. It's thequantedge.com, benched, B-E-N-C-H-E-D, and I think you'll be very, very happy with their overall product. Also, go check out fanshare.sports.com. We've been using them for a long time on the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. Amazing, amazing ownership projections. Logan's dialing it in. Now they're doing NFL. They're going to have great, great stuff over there, so go check out fanshare.sports.com. And best balls are done, but you can still play weekly fantasy drafts at draft.com. Draft in your app store. It is awesome. Awesome way to play fantasy sports. Snake style drafting. It's a small roster. Your drafts are done in under 5 minutes. You get paid the next day. Football is a blast on there. Again, go in, pre-rank your players like we talk about in baseball, in basketball. Always have an idea because, you know, maybe quarterback's deep or certain positions are deep different weeks and you can exploit that. And their rankings are a little different. So go check out draft.com, draft in your app store. Join us in the Slack chat for questions if you got them. Guys loved it with baseball. They took the promo code SD Sports and they got entry into a free $3 tournament and they started winning. So come check it out. Draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SD Sports. If you're looking to write in the fantasy world or in just sports in general, come check us out at thesportsdegens.com. On the website, there's a link right for the Sports Degens. Click it, fill it out. It'll come into my inbox. I'll get back to you. Now that all that is said and done, and after you rate and review the podcast, we will get into your MLB action. We got totals on tonight's 14-game slate. Cubs at Nationals, 9. Marlins at Pirates, 7.5. Indians, Blue Jays, 9. Orioles, Rays, 7. Astros, Red Sox, 8.5. Phillies, Mets, 7. Cardinals, Tigers, 9. Royals, Twins, 9.5. Angels, White Sox, waiting on that one. Giants, Brewers, 8.5. Dodgers, Rockies, 9.5. Braves, D-backs, 7.5. Very low scoring for the Humidor in Arizona. Texas, Oakland, 9. Yankees, Mariners, 7.5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 14 games have 9 or more. We're still waiting on Angels, White Sox. You maybe get 7, but 6 for sure of 14 or more. Weather-wise, Chicago and Washington looks very, very wet. So keep an eye on that one. We know how Washington likes to handle rain delays. You might just want to not stress yourself out and just ignore that game completely. St. Louis, Detroit, wind blowing out to right field about 11 miles an hour. Decent hitting conditions. Not too hot, though, so not crazy in that respect. Philadelphia at the Mets, about a 35% chance of rain. Angels, White Sox, wind blowing in from 14 miles an hour. And there's a handful of other places, like 15% chances. Hopefully that's nothing major, and we get to play some darn baseball. All right, pitching on this 14-game slate, you got Blake Snell leading the way of the five guys over $10,000 to eight guys over $9,000. So a good eight of the 28 pitchers over $9K. Blake Snell, $24,000 and worth pretty much every darn penny. He's been outstanding. His one start versus Baltimore this year, he really, really struggled, but that might have been the early season Blake Snell. I'm not 100%, could be totally wrong, but lately 29-6 at Cleveland, 29-1 against Boston, 34-5 against Kansas City, 25-5 at New York, 27-3 at Toronto. Struggled against the White Sox in Minnesota, 33-1 against the Mets, 35-5 Houston, 36-8 Washington. Outstanding. And he's facing a Baltimore team that's going to strike out a ton. They strike out 22% of the time versus lefties. That number is going to keep going up without Machado and company there. He strikes out almost 30% that he faces with a 14.5% swinging strike rate and a 43.5% ground ball rate. If you're paying up, you're paying up for Blake Snell. It's that simple. The Orioles have a 2.3 team total. 2.3. Lowest on the slate. Lefties hit 260. Righties 297. They have a 287 WOBA and a dreadful 139 ISO. Everything points in the direction of Blake Snell. If you're paying up, go all the way up to Blake Snell. Or if you want to save $600, I'll let it slide tonight. Just remember, the weather's a little interesting in New York, but I'll let it slide for the fact you can get Aaron Nola at 11-8 at the New York Mets. Yes, the New York Mets, where Aaron Nola in four starts this year has given up only four runs in 25 innings and struck out 29 New York Mets, averaging 25.5 DraftKings points per start. He has 22 or more DraftKings points in five straight starts in six of his last seven. He has been pure filth. He faced the Mets on July 9th in New York. Seven innings of shutout, one-hit baseball with 10 Ks for 38.6 DraftKings points. If you are paying up and pitching tonight, you're going Blake Snell or you're going Aaron Nola. Plain and simple. End of story. That's where you're going. I can mention Patrick Corbin to you. That's fine. But literally, if you're paying up, you're paying up for Nola or Snell. Preferably Snell. Either one in a good spot. Watch the rain in New York. In the 9K range, you have Masahiro Tanaka at $9,400 at the Seattle Mariners. This is, Tanaka, very up and down. Better on the road, a 3.67 ERA compared to 4.03 at home. Coming off a 25-point performance against the Detroit Tigers. But see, like 25, 14-6, 16-5, 16-1, a minus 2. 22, though, 29-9, 44. We know Tanaka has extreme GPP upside with a little risk, but a pretty good floor. And as we've been talking recently on Quick Hits in the Slack chat, in September, guys are on shorter leashes because the bullpens are deeper. You have just a lot of weird scenarios. If you can get a pretty good floor, that's going to go a long, long ways. So Tanaka at 94, I definitely like. So over 9K and above, I got Snell 1, Nola 2, and then Tanaka 3. Carrasco's not a bad pitcher in Toronto. I get it. Corbin, I get it. Coles against Boston, if you want to be contrarian. Paxton against the Yankees, contrarian. And Price against Houston. On a 14-game slate, I'm not going to get that cue. You can if you want. All those are great pitchers. I'm not going to get that cue. If you want to ask more questions about them, join us in the Slack chat. I'll answer everything I can for you. But for me, it's Snell, it's Nola, it's Tanaka. Those are the three guys I'm looking at 9K and above. And like I said a few episodes ago, and again, we talked about it a lot with certain guys in the Slack chat, pitching's going to be harder and harder to get good guys this year, the rest of the way with the call-ups. So you got to really, you might have to pay up and find value elsewhere. That's pretty much where it's going to end up this time of the year. Below 9K, Kershaw and Coors not going to do it for me. But Carlos Rodon at $8,300 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He's faced him once this year, 7 2/3, 2 earned, 8 Ks, 30.3 DraftKings points. He's been really, really good. He had that hiccup against Boston. We can kind of let Boston slide. Prior to that, 16-2 at the Yanks, 19-3, 23-8, 24-4, 16, 21, 30, 31, 15. That's an outstanding set of consistency of a good 15-plus points with 20 to 30-plus upside. And he's at home against an Angels team that, you know, Very, very hit and miss. And they strike out 21% of the time versus lefties. Really good looking slider. Very, very good. Only a 27% hard contact rate for Rodon. And then when it comes to the Angels, 287 WOBA, 140 ISO versus left-handed pitching. A lot to like there with Carlos Rodon at that price point. If you want to save money and get bats, you can start your lineup with Rodon at $8,300, and it does not faze me at all. I think he's in a great spot tonight. Yes, it's at home. Yes, the White Sox could be interesting. The wind is blowing in from left at about 14 miles an hour, which does help quite a bit. But check that out. Rodon at $8,300 could be quite interesting. John Lester, $7,800 at Washington. I don't hate it. He's consistent. You know, he has his blowups from time to time. It's a Washington team that strikes out 23% of the time. First lefties, they have a 4-3 total. They have a 309 WOBA and a 146 ISO. They've struggled a ton versus left-handed pitching. And that's why I wanted to mention Lester, because he's $7,800. And yes, we've seen him get hit. Righties have hit him very well this year. At the same time, Washington can struggle at times. But watch the weather there. I just want to give you an option below 8K in this window to make it happen for you. But $7,800 for Lester's there. I'd go down to Austin Gomber at $7,100. He's at the Detroit Tigers, a Tigers team we love to pick on. Yes, they can show up from time to time. We know this. But Gomber's starting to really figure it out. 16 against Cincinnati, 23-9 in Coors, 9.3 against the Dodgers, okay. But 25-3 against the Washington Nationals. See, Washington versus a lefty, 6 shutout innings of 4 strikeouts. 17-7 against Kansas City. Then he had a couple of hiccups before that. But once he's really gotten back into the rotation, 17-7, 25-3, 9-3, 23-9, 15-8. At $7,100 is some pretty good consistency going up against a Detroit Tigers team that strikes out 20.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Gomber does give up a lot of fly balls and does give up some hard contact. There's no hiding that one at all. But Detroit has a 4.16 team total. Lefties 372, righties 356. Small sample, a lot of that bullpen for Gomber. But a 312 WOBA and a 145 ISO is not good. Not good at all for the Tigers versus left-handed pitching. Gomber at 71, he matches up with the guys up top, the expensive guys, and he matches up with like a Carlos Rodon if you want to get a lot of bats in your lineup. So I think he's a key piece to tonight's action. If you want to save $100, you'll see a common name out there, Chase Anderson, at $7,000. At home against the San Francisco Giants, a very inconsistent San Francisco team, a team coming from Colorado. You'll hear that narrative a lot first game out of Coors. They did have a day off, so that might help in this situation. And Chase Anderson's very, very weird. Like 8-3, 8-5, 24-3, 4-8, 5-1, and then he had his good run of 18, 19, 12, 11. Consistent double digits. But he had some hiccups in the middle there. He has 7K, which is nice. And the Giants strike out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching this year. He does give up a lot of fly balls and a lot of hard contact. So keep that in mind with Chase Anderson. But the Giants have 3.8 team total. Lefties 310, righties 387. And they have a 297 WOBA and a 134 ISO. We know they're bad offensively. So Chase Anderson at 7K also in play with Austin Gomber down below here as some punt options for you. So in the 7 and 8K range, I got Carlos Rodon 1, Austin Gomber 2, Chase Anderson 3, Johnny Lester 4. Below 7K, we got a couple more options for you. I just always mention Dylan Bundy because he's GPP relevant. He's just so up and down. He's faced the Tampa Bay Rays three times this year. 10 runs and 18 and two-thirds, but 18 Ks. He's averaging 17.2 a start versus Tampa Bay. So he is on the radar at 6,500. Tampa Bay, a team that strikes out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They have a 4-7 total. Lefties 397, righties 297. But a 314 WOBA and a 138 ISO. Yes, they've been hot, red hot, and they can maybe sneak up on you, but they've also struggled at times, so can't completely ignore Bundy in a GPP. The other one is Felix Pena, $6,300 at the Chicago White Sox. Pena's been pretty darn good, actually, out of this rotation for the Angels. He's faced Chicago once this year, 2 earned in 6 innings, only 2 Ks, though, for 9.3 points. But lately, 16.8 at Houston, 13.3 at home versus Houston, 23.5 at Arizona, 23.9 at San Diego, even 11.2. So double digits in like 5 straight starts or so. A lot to like there with Felix Pena against a very hot and cold Chicago White Sox team. A Chicago White Sox team that strikes out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching, which is outstanding. Pena's got a 23% K rate with a 10.6% swinging strike rate. Does, though, give up 41% hard contact, which is very, very, very loud. But Pena at 25.6%, or almost 26% K rate for the White Sox, does stand out for you quite a bit. a White Sox team with a 309 WOBA and a 170 isolated ISO is not bad. WOBA, not very good. So a lot to like there with Pena at that $6,300 price point as a punt. Recapping your pitching real quick, all the way up top, it's Snell, it's Nola. Get it in if you can. If you need bats, though, probably not. And then Tanaka, unless you're punting. In the middle, Rodon, Gomber, Anderson, Lester. Down below, Bundy, Pena. I have no problem pairing up Pena with a guy up top. If that's the way you want to sneak in some bats, that might be a popular thing to do tonight. But those are the options I am looking at. Now to the bats on this 14-game slate. Kick it off with your catchers. As usual, you got Grandal in Coors at $4,500. Sorry, Realmuto at $5,000. I can't spend $5,000 at catcher. I just not going to happen. But Grandal at $4,500 you can at least look at. Ramos versus Mats at $4,300 maybe. But like Gary Sanchez versus Paxton in a GPP at $4,000, you could. It seems only a couple days ago, listeners, that we had Sanchez at $3,500. And I said, you're not going to get him that cheap with home run upside. He went deep. So just throwing that out there. Manny Pena versus Holland at $3,900 is interesting. Not running to play that, though. There's other guys that I'd rather go look at, like a Chris Iannetta versus Kershaw. I'd rather gamble on that at $3,600 in Coors than go to Manny Pena at $3,900. But you go down even farther. You could go like a Tyler Flowers versus Corbin, maybe, if you want to be really weird. Ronnie Chirinos at $3,500 versus Bassett's at very, very interesting. Farther down, maybe an Omar Navarez at $3,200 versus Pena. If you aren't using Pena, that's a very nice play there. Jorge Alfaro, if he gets to start instead of Ramos at $3,200, is in play as a nice cheaper option there versus Steven Matz. Alex Avila at $3,000 versus Gossman could be a play for it. He's just not very consistently good. Farther down, you look like a Grenier of Detroit versus Gomber at $2,900 could be a punt. Johnny Lucroy versus Gallardo at $2,900 is very, very nice. Either him or Fegley at $2,900. Either one of those A's catchers, cheap punt option at catcher versus Yovani Gallardo at $2,900. I can definitely get behind that. Farther down, you look, you know, like a Mike Zunino versus Tanaka. We know Tanaka does like to give up the long ball, so Zunino in a GPP at $2,800. Can't completely ignore that. A few more to take a peek at. Like Sandy Leone versus Garrett Cole at 26 if you want to get weird. Chris Herman versus Tanaka at 27. Other than that, check your lineups and see what comes out. I don't believe we have the Padres on tonight's slate because Francisco Mejia got the call and double-donged yesterday. This kid can hit. That's what he does. So I'll keep an eye on him. At the first base position, you got guys like Max Muncy and Coors, which is very nice. Anthony Rizzo is very interesting at 5,300 versus Mr. Ross. Goldie versus Gossman at $5,000. Goldie with the ninth inning home run last night. But Jesus Aguilar at $4,900 versus Derek Holland. Holland's done a great job limiting damage this year. So it's hard to go all in on the Brew Crew. It really is because Holland doesn't get destroyed. He does like once every like seven or eight starts. But overall, he plays really, really well. The Brew Crew, let's check out their stats for tonight. They have a 4.7 total. It's like sixth or seventh highest on the slate. Lefties 277, righties do hit 346 off Holland, but the Brewers are 315 WOBA and only a 162 ISO versus left-handed pitching. It's okay, but not great. So I'm not saying they're not in play. They are in play, especially if you want to save some cash, but Jesus Aguilar at 49 is nice. Is it a must-play? No, but it's very, very nice. Like Edwin Encarnacion at 47 versus Estrada, I do like that quite a bit. That could come into play nicely. Daniel Murphy at 45 as well versus Ross. Very, very intriguing. Looking like a Jose Martinez, a guy we know hits lefties very, very well. Daniel Norris getting a start for Detroit tonight. Martinez at $4,300. St. Louis a 4.8 team total above the Brew Crew. Lefties 278, righties 376 versus Norris. So a guy like Jose Martinez at 43 does give you some nice savings right there. David Freese and Coors probably not starting versus John Gray, but he's 4,200. CJ Cron, if you want to play Tampa Bay, hoping for the long ball versus Bundy, is $4,200. That's always an option when Bundy's on the mound. Farther down, like an Ian Desmond versus Kershaw and Coors at 41. I know it's Kershaw. I respect Kershaw, but Coors is Coors, and $4,100 for a power bat is not too shabby. Carlos Santana versus Mats, he does switch hit at $4,100. You could look there. Chris Archer's been really bad. I don't really like Derek Dietrich a ton, but $4,100 could be interesting. Joey Gallo at 41 or Matt Olson at 41 is where I'd rather go at this price point. Probably Matt Olson than Joey Gallo because it's not in Texas. It's in Oakland at Oco Coliseum. But $4,100 for a first baseman like that is not too bad at all. Going down farther, like a Yonder Alonso at 39 does have some serious upside versus Estrada. We look at the Indians. They have the highest total on the slate at 5.2. Lefties 324. Righty's 383, so some reverse splits versus Estrada. But bottom line, everyone's hitting Estrada. And Estrada is that massive, massive fly ball guy. When you have a 17% K rate and a 24% ground ball rate, if you do the quick math, 17, 34, that's 41%. That's 59% of your offense is line driver home runs. Or not home runs, line drives or fly balls. So there's a lot to like there with the Tribe tonight. Those reverse splits, that's why Encarnacion was kind of sneaky up there. Most people play him versus lefties. He's in a really good spot tonight. So is Yonder at 39. Another guy I like when righties are on the mound against Tampa Bay, Jingmin Choi at $3,900. He'll bat third or fourth in that lineup with some GPP power upside as well. So keep those guys on your radar. As you slide on down farther, as we know, it's just going to be absolutely loaded with guys. We're going to miss some. Like Hunter Dozier, $3,700 for Steven Gonzalez of Minnesota. First base, third base eligible. Kansas City's got a 4.4 team total. In a very small sample, it's not been good for Gonzalez. A 613 for lefties, 489 for righties. Hunter Dozier's had a good couple weeks here at 3,700. You can take a look at him. He's first base and third base eligible. If you need to save some cash, say you went up on pitching, you look at a play like that. I got Josh Bell at 35. I'd probably try to get to Dozier. If you want to fade Snell with Trey Mancini, it's very risky, but you can. Ryan O'Hearn's down here. It's a lefty-lefty matchup, but don't completely hate it either. Second base, you got Javi Baez at 51 versus Ross is great. I believe it's Joe Ross. I want to get it right before I screw that one up. Yep, Joe Ross. So making his debut this year, it looks like. Javi Baez, $5,100, great-looking play. But Whit Merrifield, again, this Royals team can be sneaky against Gonzalez at 4,900. You got DJ LeMahieu and Coors. Rugi Odor is always interesting at 4,600. Mentioned Daniel Murphy. Kipnis at 45 is not bad either. So some good options up top here. I like Whit Merrifield quite a bit. Very consistent. If you cash game play for sure with some GPP upside. Adam Frazier's been swinging a hot stick for Pittsburgh. He's second base outfield eligible at $4,300 versus Dan Straley. Go give that a look. You got Dozier and Coors. Jonathan Scope versus Holland and a GPP that can get behind that. Alberto Mondes, he's cooled down a bit. He's $4,200 versus Gonzalez. Still averaging 8.7 in his last 10 because he runs, but 4-8-0 in his last 3. But then he put up an 11 prior to that, a 32, a 17, a 15. So three kind of slower starts, but prior to that, 4 straight fire starts. So Alberto at 4,200 could be in play for you versus Steven Matz. Jed Lowry's always worth the look at 42, but I like, if you want to save some cash, Joey Wendell at $4,100. Very good look here into the middle of the order for Tampa Bay versus Dylan Bundy. Don't hate that at all. Nico Goodrum switch hits at 4K, always in play for us at his price point. Yoan Moncada at 39 is interesting. Probably try to get up to Goodrum, but Moncada has that GPP upside when you put him in the lineup. Going a little farther down, maybe a Ryan McCann if you want to get weird versus Kershaw and Coors, only 3,700. Johnny VR switch hitting, but risky. There'll be a lot of Tigers value. Wait for the lineup to come out. Like a lot. There'll be a lot of value, period. We talk about it all the time. But Tigers put a ton of no-name guys out there that have been producing of late for value. They're always good to sneak in a guy or two in your lineups. Joe Panik's only 3,400 versus Anderson. That's a nice little punt play at second base. I know he came out of Coors, but, you know, 10, 8, and 0. He's had a down year, injuries and whatnot, but the hit tools are there, just not consistently. But $3,400, not a horrible punt at the same time. And then other than that, you know, there's going to be a few guys here. There's Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is 32. Logan Forsythe is 32 versus Phil Meyer. That's a good punt as well. I like that. And then there'll be a few more when the lineups get released. Third base position, Bregman is straight fire. I know it's David Price. No one's going to own Bregman tonight. Maybe he has a down night because it's Price. That happens. That could be the night. If not, though, he's just so good right now, $5,800. Turner and Muncy and Coors are always in play. Jose Ramirez has been quiet of late. He's $5,300, but still a good ball player. Yeah, Arenado versus Kershaw. It's weird, a lefty and Coors, but it's Kershaw, so you got to like take it back a step, but it's still very, very, very interesting. The Rockies team totals only 4.45 because they're respecting the hell out of Kershaw and Coors, but Arenado's 5K, very interesting. Matty Carpenter at 48 versus Norris, first base, third base. Anthony Rendon versus the lefty Lester at 47 could be a really nice, sneaky GPP play. Averaging 10.8 in his last 10, 12, 13, 11, 12 in his last 4. Could be very interesting because not many are going to own him. A, because of the rain in Washington, and B, because people respect Lester. I got Matty Chapman versus Yovani Gallardo at 45, which is very, very nice in that matchup. I like that quite a bit at that price point for a GPP. Miguel Andujar versus Paxton's interesting at 41. Like Yoan Camargo switch hitting's okay. Yomer Sanchez at 38 is okay. Adrian Beltre, good power these days. $3,800 maybe waking up for the last few week run here with his club. You got Hunter Dozier at 37. We talked about him. A few more to maybe look at. Like a Rafael Devers at 35. Probably not going there tonight. No, don't go there tonight. A couple others. Jose Bautista, if he's in the lineup for Steven Matz at 33, could be a punt for you. And then check out the lineups for anything else. At the shortstop position, you got Trevor Story, who just put on an absolute display on Wednesday night in Coors against the Giants, a 505-footer. After he had a 460-footer, he had three home runs that night. It was a lefty in Coors. That was what we do. Tonight's lefty in Coors is different. It's $5,900. I respect it if you want to play it. That's a hefty price tag against Clayton Kershaw, though, so just buyer beware. You got Bregman at 58, talked about them both. You got Machado and Coors versus Gray, $5,700. So three guys, $5,700 or more, shortstop, very, very dicey. But Frenchie Lindor went deep twice yesterday. He's 54 versus Estrada. I like that a lot. Javi Baez always in play. Trey Turner's interesting. Sliding on down to the low fours now. You got guys like Paul DeJong versus Norris, I think is outstanding at $4,200. You want to save some cash, you drop down to DeJong. Or is Drubal Cabrera at 42. Both of those are very, very nice plays in those matchups. Gene Segura has been hot. He's facing Tanaka, that you got to respect a little bit, but still some upside there at 4,100. Marcus Semien and Jorge Polanco at 4K. Two really good 4K price points. The Twins versus Phil Meyer. Twins have a 5.15 team total, second on the slate just behind the Indians. Lefties 335, righties 393 versus Phil Meyer. So Polanco's a nice price tag in the middle of that Twins order. Kansas City, Minnesota. Man, we've been doing a lot of Kansas City stacking lately because there's value and upside on their matchups because the AL Central sucks outside of the Indians. So you're going to get a lot of crappy pitchers out there right now. But you look at this. Where'd the total go? Why can't I read? Royals at Twins. Total's 9.5. It's tied with Coors Field as the highest total on the slate. So if you want to pivot and save a lot of money, these bats are cheap, especially compared to Coors. That could be a fun game stack in that matchup. Going down even farther at the shortstop position, you know, B. Cross, 36, if you need to go there. Jose Rondon, if he's in the lineup for Chicago, he's $3,600. He's been playing a little better of late. Ledesma Diaz versus Carrasco, probably not tonight. If Adrianza cracks the Minnesota lineup, he's $3,200. That's a hell of a punt at the position. And then check your lineups. There'll be more like Miguel Rojas is 3K versus Archer. That could be a nice punt as well. Heading to the outfield, wrapping this bad boy up. You got your highest priced guy on the slate at outfield. Not the overall slate, in the outfield. And it's Shohei Ohtani at $5,800 versus Carlos Rodon. Very interesting. Lefty-lefty matchup there. But Kristen Yelich versus Derek Holland at 57 I like a lot. Trout's only 56. He's day-to-day, so watch out there. He's been banged up mess. You got the Red Sox duo of Betts and JD versus Cole. That's a little too rich for my blood tonight. Not that Cole can't get beat up, but I just, on a 14-game slate, I'm not going to get that cute. So after Yelich, I drop down to like a low Kane versus a Holland. Kane hits lefties really well. He's $5,100. I like that quite a bit. Whit Merrifield talked about him already at 49. Gregory Polanco's been showing some power of late at $4,800 for Straley. That's an interesting one. Pirates have a 4-point, almost 16 total. Lefties 375, righties 360 for Straley. So somebody could definitely take a peek at right there. Sliding on down even farther, you got the likes of maybe a Jock Jams and Coors at 48. I could see that. Starling Marte versus Straley maybe at 48 as well if you're stacking there. Could look that direction. Giancarlo versus Paxton and a GPP at 46 I get. Nomar Mazara versus Bassett at 46, very, very nice. Texas, the A's have a 5-team total against Gallardo. Texas has a, why is it not right there? A 4-team total. Lefties 302, righties 345 versus Bassett. But Mazzara's got that GPP power there at 4,600. You can take a peek at. Chris Davis against Gallardo at 45 is outstanding. That's a great GPP play right there. David Peralta versus Gossman at 44. I like that quite a bit as well. That's got some big-time upside. David coming off an 11-point game. He's kind of cooled down the last few, but he's been red hot for about a month and a half. So against Gossman at that $4,400 price point, nice look for you there. Reese Hoskins versus Steven Matz at 44 is outstanding. Hoskins is in a massive, massive funk. He's averaging 6.6 his last 10. 0.0803 2290, but then a 19 and a 23. The power is there. The consistency is not right now. Steven Matz can get destroyed. So if you want to look that way, you can. If you want to ignore it, totally fine too. But big time upside there at 4,400. Malik Smith leading off for Dylan Bundy at 43 is actually sneaky nice. Nelly Cruz in a GPP at 43. Mentioned Jose Martinez already at 43. I like those. If you're not using Gomber as a punt, Nick Castellanos at 43 has got some big time upside as well. Daniel Palka versus Pena at 42 in your GPPs. Kevin Kiermaier had a big night the other day. Double donged. $4,200. He's averaging 10.4 his last 10, 28, 9, and 20 in his last three. So $4,200 for Dylan Bundy. Maybe Kiermaier starting to fill it again. Take advantage of it. Going down farther, like a Mitch Haniger maybe in a GPP, but Marcelo Zuna, Harrison Bader at 4,200 versus Daniel Norris, like that quite a bit at that price point. Steven Piscotty versus Gallardo at 42, you can take a peek at as well. Farther down, Gorkys Hernandez is a birthday boy at 4,100, probably not running to play him. Just want to mention it's his birthday if you choose to do so. If you're stacking Phillies, don't forget Roman Quinn at 41. He leads off, gets on, steals bags. Joey Gallo at 41 is a nice value after the guys we've run through with the power upside at $4,100. Very, very solid there from Mr. Gallo. Nico Goodrum at 4K in play for you. Ryan Braun at 4K versus Derek Holland. Both could be looks as well. Going down below the 4K now, Melky Cabrera at 39 versus Marco Estrada is sneaky, sneaky nice. A little farther down we go. Like a Jake Cave has been swinging a really good bat for Minnesota. He's $3,900 versus Phil Meyer. So go take a peek at him. Chris Shaw, maybe if you want to play GPP only. It's home run or bust these days with Shaw at $3,800 versus Chase Anderson. Culberson, you could, but I don't think you need to at $3,700. Max Kepler at 37 is criminal versus Phil Meyer. That is way too cheap for that matchup. So Kepler should be in a lot of your lineups just for value alone. Brandon Lowe of Tampa Bay, second base outfield versus Bundy at 3,600. Another value for you there. Rexy Grossman at 36 could be a value for you. As you dip down even farther now into the 35s and below, like a Rafael Ortega at 3,500 versus Chris Archer leading off, I can definitely dig that. Billy McKinney versus Carrasco at 34, not running to do that, but I see it if you need to. Jay Bruce versus Nola is another one, $3,400, probably not plays. Austin Dean, though, at 34 versus Archer's got some nice upside for you. Greg Allen, only $3,300 versus Estrada. If he's in the lineup, that becomes a very, very nice value play there with Greg Allen at 3,300. Like that quite a bit. Other than that, there's a ton more we could talk about. Just come in the Slack chat. We'll chat it up in there when lineups come out and see what other value comes into play for you. With the bats done, let's recap your pitching real quick. Up top, again, it's Blake Snell, it's Aaron Nola. Get it in if you can. If not, Tanaka at 94 isn't bad. If you're dipping down in the next ring, Carlos Rodon at 83, Gomber at 71, Chase Anderson at 7, and then Lester at 78. All the way at the bottom, you got Felix Pena at 63, Dylan Bundy at 65. Again, your stacking of the night. White Sox versus Pena is interesting, but the Indians versus Estrada, everyone's hitting them, tons of fly balls. But righty's hitting them better than lefties. Keep that in mind. Minnesota versus Phil Meyer and Kansas City versus Gonzalez are both great, great spots tonight. It's a great stack. Remember, same team total as the Coors game. Keep that in mind. The A's versus Gallardo is very, very nice. Right-handed bats of the Cardinals versus Daniel Norris, very nice. Brew Crew, like I told you, the Derek Holland thing. I get why it's in play, just not consistently. The Rays and the Pirates could be a couple other interesting ones to look at on a loaded 14-game slate with a lot of offensive options. Check out your BVP real quick and wrap her up. Let's hope we get some good stuff. Encarnacion, Rajai Davis, Yan Gomes, Michael Brantley have all taken Estrada deep. Davis 5-for-10, 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer. Bryce Harper's got a homer off of Lester. Zimmerman's got 2. Matt Wieters 17-for-52, 3 doubles and a triple if you need a cheaper catcher. Josh Harrison's taken straightly deep twice. Nothing crazy, though. Brandon Phillips, 11-for-25 with a homer off Garrett Cole, but we'll kind of take that, notch that into a grain of salt. Brian McCann, 11-for-32, 3 homers off of David Price. Bregman, 2-for-5 with a homer. Correa, Springer, Mariznick all homered off of Price. Interesting numbers there. Kingery, Hoskins, and Odubel Herrera have all taken Steven Matz deep in small samples. CJ Cron, 4-for-13, with a double and 3 homers off Bundy. So all of his hits are extra base hits. Kiermaier and Jake Bowers have both taken Bundy deep as well. Jones, Rickard, and Mancini taking Snell deep. I'm guessing that was last year or in just an oops moment this year. Joe Panic, 3-for-10 with a double and a triple off Anderson. Not a lot of big volume GPPs until you get to Colorado versus Kershaw. Gerardo Parra, 13-for-38, three doubles, a triple, and a homer, 342 average. Nolan Arenado, 16-for-49, three doubles, three homers, 327. Iannetta, 8-for-27, double and a homer. Blackman, 15-for-48, double, two triples, and a homer. Cargo has three homers. Not bad numbers. As a team hitting 262 off of Kershaw, not bad. Max Muncy, Machado, Tolles, and Peterson have all taken John Gray deep. Small samples, though. Small samples. Chris Davis, told you I liked him versus Gallardo at 4,500. Small sample, but 3-for-10 with three home runs. That's not bad at all. Ryan Healy, 2-for-5, two homers off Tanaka. Zunino, 4-for-13, a double and a homer. Seager and Gamble have both gone deep on him. But that's it. Nothing crazy on the BVP thing. A couple guys out there, but nothing too out of control. But there you go. Quick hits in the books. Check us out online at thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Again, thequantedge.com. Promo code BENCHED, BENCHED. $10 off your first month. Go check out Fanshare Sports. Awesome ownership projections and more. You got draft.com, draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports for a free $3 tournament. So much going on. Join us in the Slack chat. We'll break it all down for you with all the questions you have. If no one's asking questions, we go on with our day. If guys are asking questions, we rock and roll. So enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a good one as we got a full college football Saturday and NFL Sunday for once. And to be honest, if you're playing baseball, those are some of the better days to play baseball because most of the people disappear. So get some overlay and some interesting tournaments to play there. Just keep an eye on that. Check out the 2-Point Conversion NFL DFS podcast to help you with your NFL DFS lineups. A lot of great information for myself and James in that one. But good luck this weekend. I'm on Twitter at BDentric. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 7th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.